To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that. But also, we're only two people today.
Perfectly okay with that. An explanation for that. It's the topic.
It's the topic.
There's no other reason. Like, we didn't kick Teresa out. We still love her. She still loves us, I hope. Teresa, do you still love us?
Please tell us.
But she doesn't do Run Disney like we do Run Disney.
Right.
So she's not here on this episode, which if you've watched, they haven't watched any of them.
You haven't watched any of them because this is our first one.
If you've listened to any of our podcast episodes, then you know this about Teresa and you know this about us. And this is, I think, the third year that we've done this, but we did this last year. We were talking about this, that there's like this period of time where it's kind of like the Jane and Patty show, but it's not like, there's no reason other than just Teresa doesn't participate in the runs. And so
Correct. She
feels like she doesn't have as much to contribute, and that's why she's not on the show. But there's three of us. There's three of us.
We swear.
Promise. We love her. She'll be back.
She'll be back next week.
All right.
So I'm Jane. You can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW. That's about it for now.
There's more. She's holding back on you guys.
There is more, but we'll hold that off for another time.
Okay. I'm Patty Holiday with the No Guilt Universe. That's what I love to call it. And that was given to us by a podcast listener, so yes. I appreciate you. But I've been writing blogs online for years and years, and it's the No Guilt Disney podcast, noguiltdisney.com, no guilt life, and No Guilt Fangirl. Thank you. I was like, there's none more. So there's a lot of different options if you like different types of content. I got you covered. Hit me up. Let me know what you're looking for, and I probably have written something about it. But one of the things we have always loved to talk about, and Jane and I bonded from this is how we met.
That's how we met.
Is Run Disney. So we just had a Run Disney race weekend, just last weekend. The Princess Half Marathon weekend occurred. A little history. It was my first race. It's not my favorite weekend. I won't go that far because, you know,
no.
Big hint right there as to what our favorite weekend is.
Always.
But I do love the Princess Half Marathon weekend for a lot of reasons. It was where I first ran a half marathon. And not only that, like, I was almost 6 months pregnant when I ran that first half marathon.
That sounds terrible.
It was terrible. I won't lie. It was terrible. But I've come back every year since 2011 for this race weekend. And a lot of it has to do with just the vibe and what happens at the Princess Half Marathon weekend. And so if you are sitting there going, I saw this race when I was there last week. I didn't know it was a thing.
That was a lot.
It was a lot. And we're going to tell you a little bit about what we experienced and how the race weekend went. Also tell you how you can join a Run Disney race weekend, because those races for next year are about to go on sale. So we're going to get to that. I think that's going to be in a different video, though. Right?
Yeah, we'll send you another video for that. For those of you on the podcast, there will be another podcast episode about that as well. So
yeah, if you're a podcast listener, then you don't need to watch the video. But if you're curious and you want to watch the video, hi.
Hi, we love it. I hope you thought of me beautifully. Honestly.
Of course. Why wouldn't they? I think they know you by now.
Well, but it's just weird, right? If you're a podcast listener and you're just joining us, for those of you who are joining us on video, we've been on a podcast for 3 years. So this is really brand new for us. We're like slightly awkward in front of the camera.
Very awkward in front of the camera, in case you could not tell.
We don't usually record podcasts even together. Mm-hmm. I'm based in Florida. Patty is based outside of Washington, D.C. So we are constantly just calling, never really seeing each other in person, but we decided to switch it up. We're going to add some video for those people who love video, because we've been getting that request.
Yes.
We're going to continue with the podcast. So if you prefer to have this in audio, you can check us out on every podcast player.
It's still coming to you in the regular way.
And it's exactly the same.
Correct. It's going to be the same. The same hot mess.
Same hot mess that this video is currently starting out to be.
Yeah. But back on topic, we're going to talk about Run Disney.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the Princess Half Marathon weekend.
Yes.
And we are going to start with something that we did last year. We didn't do it this year. But we're going to talk about It was, I thought it looked even better this year than last year, and that's the yoga experience.
Oh, yeah, yoga was cute.
So yoga is the first thing. This is a new addition to the Run Disney race weekends. They are only doing yoga at this time. They're doing it for Princess, and they're doing it for Springtime Surprise, and they're also doing it at Disneyland. I'm gonna do yoga
at Disneyland. They don't do yoga at Wine and Dine?
Nope. Not a marathon weekend either.
I knew marathon weekend they skipped, yeah. But I thought they did it at Wine and Dine.
Yeah. Okay. So right now, those are the only times that you can add on this yoga experience. It's like $110, so it's not a cheap yoga experience, but
Disney.
Yeah, but it is a Disney yoga experience, and I think the key thing that I took from it is that you get some of the cool things that make Run Disney different than just like a regular road race. You get the same thing that makes this yoga experience different than just a regular yoga class. You do get a nice long stretch. You get a good peaceful feeling when it's all said and done. Like, we walked out of that experience last year going, that felt great. Like, I felt good.
Yeah. And we're not yoga people. we're not very bendy.
Not bendy at all. But it was comfortable. It was fun.
It was good.
It was good for beginners. So if you're a beginner, like, you know, don't stress out. This is definitely beginner friendly. Our biggest complaint last year, which they solved this year, was the lack of the mats that they provided. They were crappy last year. I'll just be honest. They were
those cheap, like the super cheap purple ones that you get at like, oh, it was blue. It was blue. I have a purple one that is the same thing. But they're like the super cheap ones that you buy at like Dick's Sporting Goods or like whatever.
They weren't very thick. They weren't very comfortable.
They weren't branded. They weren't special. I want special. I'm a princess.
For $109, you better give those princesses something cute. That's all I had to say.
It's true.
And that was our biggest complaint. And I actually talked to somebody at Expo last year, and they did say that it was supply chain. We were still dealing with a lot of supply chain issues at the time. So that was what their answer was, that they would definitely make it up and that it would be better the next time around, yada, yada, yada. Well, these were cute.
They were cute.
They were like teal, and it had Run Disney branding like right across it. And they looked a lot thicker. I saw them when I went shopping at the expo. I saw a girl walking around with it. I was like, do you mind if I touch it? Do you mind if I look at it? Because I just need to compare. And she was very cool. She was like, yeah, go ahead, weirdo. But she let me, and I did. Had it in. It was very cute. So that's the good news, is I do think that that was a big step up compared to what we had last year. I watched some videos and talked to some people who did the experience this year, and they loved it. They said it was just as good as last year as far as like the actual instructors and the experience. You got some characters there at the end. Cinderella shows up. And this year she had the two mice with her, Susie and Perla. Is it?
Yes.
Perla?
Susie and Perla.
Susie and Perla, they were there with her. And then at the very end, you get your fireworks. I mean,
did we get fireworks?
We got fireworks. We sure did.
I don't remember. I don't remember yesterday.
We sure did. I know you don't. But yes, we did. So they brought all of that back. And I think, once again, the yoga, it's just a very cool experience. And because it's Princess, they do it in front of the castle.
Yeah.
So as a heads up to that.
Springtime
Surprise is also doing yoga, but they're not doing it in Magic Kingdom. They're actually going to do it in Hollywood Studios, which I did sign up for that. So I will come back and give you guys the full rundown and review as to where like we're going to be located. I assume we're going to be located in front of Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
Yeah, in front of the Chinese Theater. Yeah.
Yes, just because of spacing and like to lay people out and to have room to do it. That's my guess is where it will be.
Yes.
To be on theme, doing something in Toy Story Land would be on theme for the weekend, but I don't think there's space.
I don't think there's space there. The other option could be on Sunset Boulevard.
Could be.
And the reason I say that is, I mean, it's a little difficult. There's no actual stage there where there's actually a spot for a stage in front of the theater. But they do have the billboards that have the, they can show video on it. Yeah. So it would be easy for them to stream the instructor there. So
I'm just that not sure
could
that
also be an option.
The Tower of Terror is that peaceful to look at while you're doing yoga, unless they like,
well, they're not screaming. No one's actually riding.
Well, I'm aware. But anyway, we'll see.
It depends.
Keep you posted. Post on that. So yeah, so this race weekend starts out with yoga. If you, and all of this, like, you can do one, you can do all, assuming you can get into them. You can do one, you can do all, you can do bits and pieces, whatever. But so yoga is the first thing you do. After yoga, everybody goes to the expo because there was all these yoga girls with their yoga mats who came straight to the expo. And for the first time, I've been doing these races since 2011. For the first time, I did a rope drop. I was there when it opened. I think we were merchandise group.
You were 11. 8 or 9? Yeah, something
like
that.
We were
like
11. I think Megan was 8 or 9.
Probably.
We were 11. Yeah. So we got in very early as far as that was concerned. And I've never done that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you did it.
Yeah. No. To be fair, it wasn't that bad. But it was still not my jam. It's not my cup of tea. Normally I do what Jane did.
Yeah, so I worked that day, so I had to go after work, and I went around 7 p.m., and it was delightful. It was still very busy, so like I had taken video and sent my friends, and they were like, I can't believe how many people are still there. It was only about an hour before closing, but everything was quick. Like, my bid pickup was super quick.
No lines.
There was no virtual queue for merchandise. I just waltzed right into merchandise. Of course, the merchandise at that hour is very picked through. Mm-hmm. There was plenty there to shop if you're looking for 10K merchandise or 5K merchandise is even left. There was minimal challenge merchandise. So if you're not really concerned about the merchandise that you get and you're like, hey, I'll pick something up if it's cute, which is kind of how I am because I have a lot of this stuff. It was great. I thought it was great. I thought, yes, this is, I did Patty's way in January for marathon weekend, and it was not for me at all.
Okay, so we will get, usually the princesses get a bad rap.
It's true.
Usually, day one, hour one of the Princess Half Marathon Expo is a nightmare. And there have been literal fights. There have been broken merchandise, broken wine glasses. It's been a little crazy. But that was not my experience. It was just a lot of people and a lot of intensity. Like, these ladies were not messing around. They had like 3 or 4 jackets each, and they were going to, you know, sitting over and trying them on. And the good news was they weren't just dumping them on the floor like they did at marathon weekend. They were hanging them back up and hung them back up on the racks. But as soon as somebody walked over and hung it on the rack, it was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody else was snatching it right up. So
yeah, it's a lot.
It was a lot. It was just people like their merch. But that was my first experience. I went and I did the rope drop, as I call it. There were some characters at the expo, which is always so cute. After we left the merchandise, we went and picked up our bibs. This was a new experience for me because, again, I was there so early. Mm-hmm. They actually had a queue. They had like back and forth, you know, lines to get into the building, where normally I do the Jane method where I show up at 7 or whatever it is, and I just waltz right in, and I'm able to literally walk right in, walk right up, get my bib, and walk right out. If I'm in that building for more than 5 minutes, it's because I stopped to go to the bathroom.
Or took a picture.
In my case. Right. So this time, though, we had queue outside, and then when we got into the building, I'm like, we're going down the stairs. And they're like, no, you're not. You're going this way. And I was like, what are we doing? All right. We went to like a whole other like section where, again, they had us going through a queue line before we walked around the whole entirety of the second floor of the expo before we finally got down to the expo floor, where normally you walk in and you go straight down to the expo floor. But like, we had it was a whole process.
It's a lot.
And it was new. So all of this is to say, and the reason I'm sharing this with you is if you think that you want to go to day one, hour one of the expo, everyone says pack your patience, but like, they're not joking. That literally is what you need to do, because it is a different beast than if you show up any time later in the day. You're just not going to have these lines. So we had these lines. The lines did move quickly. By the time I got down there and was able to pick up my bib, it was easy peasy. I did take some pictures because they had some cute backdrops and stuff. This was the 15th anniversary of the Princess Hub Marathon mm-hmm. weekend. So they had a cute like number 15 that I went to take a picture with.
I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, yeah, it was cute.
I did the chip photo. It had like the bell backdrop.
Listen.
It was a chip magic photo.
Listen, I was mad about this. Photo Pass.
Don't be mad. It's chip.
Photo Pass finally came out with Ren Disney specific magic shots. But they didn't announce it till I had left the expo. And there was one that was like the running Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
That was only available at the expo. And dudes.
I didn't even get it when I was there.
Once I left, I wasn't going back.
Yeah.
That was just my deal.
I didn't even know that it was there.
They didn't announce it until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Right. I still could have gotten it.
You still totally could have, and you didn't, but whatever. You got chipped. That's cute.
I did.
But so this is a good news, bad news thing. Like, the good news is this existed now. So if you're going next year,
it's probably going to come back.
It's probably going to come back, because I think it was very popular. And now that they've done it, like, why wouldn't, like, they have the file,
it's
or
easy.
Whatever. Right?
Yeah. It's an easy ad.
So I would look for that and I would ask for it. I think that's the key thing. If you're there day one, hour one, and they haven't made the big announcement, ask somebody at photo backdrops if there's any magic shots.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to do it only because it was brand new and I'd never done it before. I was bummed and I didn't care enough to go back to do it though.
I understand.
Because I'm also not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, when I was there, there were still characters there. So if you have a flight that arrives at the end of the day or something like that,
They were still there.
There was definitely, there were other backdrops. I just didn't take them. There were two magic shots in where you picked up your bibs. There was one with mm-hmm. Chip, and then the other one, I forgot what it was. I just left. I was like, I want to go.
I think that was the Running Mickey one.
Oh, maybe.
I think it
maybe.
Was.
Oh, well, I didn't take that one.
I think the backdrop that I saw was like a generic, like, running
maybe
background.
Yes, and it could have been, because that would have been mm-hmm. why I would have skipped it, because I was like, I don't need that. Sorry, okay. I just got a tweet from Bob Iger. Very, very important news. So I took that photo, and then I went over to pick up my shirts in the – like main expo, like the shopping, like the non-Disney merchandise shopping area. I went over there to pick up my shirts. That area was very crowded.
What do they call that? Because I always feel like that's the real expo.
I do
too. That's the running expo.
That's
what
I
always feel. There's merch.
And
there's expo. And then there's bib pickup.
So that's what we're going to call it.
Okay. So if you're new here and you've never done Run Disney, know that there's going to be three stops for you.
Three buildings.
One of them is essential, and that is the bib pickup. You're not going to run a race without a bib, period. The
expo.
T-shirt, the expo,
right,
is only important if you want your shirt. Like, you can go in, get your shirt, and leave. You don't even have to shop or anything, but they have all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you had forgotten something, if you needed gels, if you needed blocks, if you needed socks, if you needed a bra, like, if you needed a skirt, if you needed anything.
Also, if you don't need things, but you want
but you
things,
want that, that's a spot to go.
You can go.
So that's the expo. That's like all the runner-specific stuff. Okay. And then the third place is the merchandise. And rolling back to what we kind of glossed over in the merchandise situation, you have to have, at this point in time, this could change, caveat of everything. So if you're watching for next year, they could get rid of this whole process. But this year in 2023, they've done it for these two races. And actually they did it for the Wine and Dine race too. So it's now three races. So I feel like it's working for Run Disney. I feel like it's working for the runners for the most part. So it's probably going to stick around. And that is a virtual queue sign up kind of situation to get into the merchandise room. You can't just show up, line up, and walk in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go online, get your app out, get very familiar with your My Disney Experience app. By the way, if you have any questions, if I'm like glossing over this too quickly or you're a visual person, noguiltdisney.com. I will link in the comments all the blog posts that we're going to kind of like mention or something that can help you, but that's where you're going to go and look to read all the details and to see visuals. Cause sometimes like screenshots or pictures of how things work out. That's how I work better. And that's just where you would want to go. So if you're listening on the podcast or you're watching on the video, either way, that information is going to be right there in show notes for you to click on and go over to noguiltism.com for this. But there's a virtual queue to get into that merchandise. The other two places, you don't need to mess with that. Like if you just want your bib and your shirt and get out, you don't have to mess with the virtual queue. But if you do want to shop for anything official merch.
Only if you want to shop in like the very first day one, super, super early. I wanted to stop in. I always like to stop in. I love to get a magnet, even though I have way too many magnets. I always get one because what's one more? And I'm a magnet collector now. So I did not sign up for virtual queue because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to get there earlier in the day. And then later in the day, they open it up. So if you're planning on getting there day one, you're going to pick up your bibs, but you're like, oh, I'm not going to get there till 6 o'clock. You don't have to worry about it. Just don't. You can just waltz right in. There's nobody even there checking. They don't expect you to do it. But if you do plan on going earlier, and I know even the 3 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour, they still kind of require virtual queue.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go a little bit earlier, I would definitely sign up for one. If you miss your callback time, because frequently it'll say, hey, your callback time is in 5 hours. And then in 2 hours, they're like, surprise, it's your callback time. If you miss your time, you can show up later.
Yeah.
So
Don't stress.
If that is super, super important to you, focus on virtual queue. If you're not going to show up till later in the day, skip it. Don't even worry about it. Sleep in that morning, whatever. Get on your plane. Do what you need to do. And also, people should know that in order to sign up for the virtual queue, you have to be within 45 miles of Disney World. So if you're getting on your plane in New York at 6 a.m., arriving at 9, you will not be able to sign up until 9 o'clock when you are here.
Correct. Correct.
So just keep that tip in mind.
More details in the blog post.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the expo. Is you do have to go to the expo to get your bib, to get your shirts.
Yes.
To get your crap.
And in merchandise, I did want to mention that later in the day, even going at 7 o'clock at night, there are characters that were there. Princess Minnie was there and Princess Daisy was there and their lines were still relatively long.
Yeah.
So that was surprising, but they were much shorter than I expected during the day. I remember I waited for Dopey in January, not for me, for somebody else that was running Dopey. And we waited probably close to an hour to see him in January. Yeah. Did not love.
Yeah.
Did not love.
I was not a fan of that.
That for Daisy, I did not wait for Minnie. Her line was longer. I waited for Daisy and I think I waited 5 minutes. So, if that's also important to you, then end of day is a great time of day to get those character photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right.
Okay. So after you get your bibs, if you're running the 5K, which we ran the 5K, it's time to go to bed. It's time to go to bed.
It's not time to go to bed for me.
What was I doing that night? I had
you went to go see a movie.
That's what I did. I went to see a movie because you were up late.
I was
our costumes.
Still making costumes. At 9 o'clock at night, the night before the race.
I went to a movie that night because No Guilt Fangirl. That's what I do. Is I see movies and I write up parent reviews. So this was going to be a big movie. It was Cocaine Bear. Like I had to go see it because I knew the parents that weekend.
Sure.
Listen. I had to go see it. And sure. I did not think a little Cocaine Bear was going to affect my performance. Let's be honest. So I went to Cocaine Bear.
Our bar is set very low.
Very low. If you're looking for the True Runner podcast.
This ain't it, sis.
This ain't it. This is the, we're having a great time. We are having a lot of fun.
PRs and fun.
That is us. Welcome to our YouTube channel. So yes, that is what we're all about.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, that's what we care about. Anyway, so yeah, we were both up late, both woke up very early, ended up at Epcot. One big thing, and I think this gets glossed over. So again, this is if you are brand new, if you are new to Run Disney and you are curious about these races, you need to be aware that before any of these Walt Disney World races, you are going to cover at least a mile, if not a mile and a half to 2 miles, depending on the race. Before you start your race.
Mm-hmm.
From the parking lot or the bus stop, wherever you get dropped off, you have to walk all the way into Epcot, just like you're going to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind that day, because that's the only ride that you really need to go do there.
Mm-hmm. Also there.
You're going to walk through, like you're just going to the front entrance, and then circle all the way back to the parking lot that you just left.
Like, except further out.
Except farther. Yes. Yeah. So that's just a heads up, is that you are going to do that. You're going to do more than that, those 3 miles when you're running your 5K. You're going to do more than those 6 miles when you're doing your 10K. Where they get you is on the half marathon, though. That's where they really get you.
Yeah.
I saw somebody's map in their Garmin, screenshot or whatever, and I think it was over 2.25 miles from parking, walking in, being in the reunion area, waiting for the corrals to open.
Mm-hmm.
And then the corrals are actually, for the half marathon, are out, like, they're out on the highway somewhere, y'all. They're like,
they're on,
what,
like,
what street is that?
It's,
you know what it is.
I think it's Epcot World Center Drive.
Yes. Like
World Center Drive
World
is
Center
what it
Drive.
Is. It's
okay.
on World Center Drive.
So you have to walk, like, through the back way to get out, to get into your corral. And also, depending on how the corrals are set up, like, you might have to walk up and then walk back down to get back into it.
Anyway, it's like 2+ miles.
It can be an extra two miles. So just as a heads up, you think you're only doing a half marathon. No, girl. It's going to be like 15 over 15.
The good news is it's not timed. So you can take your time walking in,
You certainly can. But it's extra time on your legs. It's extra time that you just need to be aware about. The other heads up for any of these corrals, we suggest that you get to your corral early.
Yes.
Just get in there. Like, don't mess around with it. Just go ahead, do your potty breaks, take your pictures, then go ahead and get in your corral. You will also be waiting for at least an hour inside your corral.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like that, and, like, their legs get cold, or they get tired, or they just have this good 2.5 mile warm up, and then they have to stand around in the corrals for like an extra hour. These are all just warnings we wanted to throw out at you. This happens at Princess, but it really does happen at all of the Run Disney, Disney World races.
It does.
Disneyland's a different animal. We can go into more detail on that at another time, but I almost feel like we just need to wait until we experience that race again, because we don't know what it's going to look like yet, right?
Yes. I mean, if you're curious now, we've done a whole podcast about it.
Yes.
No video, but there will be a video as we get closer and closer to that race.
Yeah.
But we definitely covered all of that.
When we have more information about how those races are set out, then we'll cover that for sure for you. Because we just don't know where the start or the end is going to be. In general, you don't have to monkey around like you do at Walt Disney World, though. You're not going to walk 2.5 miles.
No, they don't have 2.5 miles out there.
They don't. Yeah.
That's why we love it.
That's why we love it. So, yes. So those are just some very significant things I wanted to point out. We did the 5K. The weather for the weekend was supposed to be, like, really hot and really miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was delightful.
It was humid. I'm a Florida girl, so that's weird. So I'm actually not born from Florida. I am originally from New York, but I've been here now. This will be 10 years that I've been here. So it's weird for me to say I'm a Florida girl, but, I do, I live down here. I'm conditioned for the weather. I did think it was still humid. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine if you're coming from somewhere else that this was humid. But I didn't really think it was hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Northern Virginia, and it's been coldish. We haven't had a super cold winter. We had like 1 day of snow, maybe 1.5 days of snow. Like it's not been bad at all. But we traditionally do get cold and we do get snow. So for me to come down to Florida, sometimes it is a shock to the system.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was that bad. Humid, yes. Like I glistened. We were a little sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
From the humidity, but I at no point was I unhappy or miserable or complaining, and that even goes through like going to the parks and stuff. I thought the weather held nicely. Like, it was warm. If you wanted some heat, I went to Blizzard Beach. I went actually to a water park and got in the water. It was that warm,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't scorching hot where, like, you couldn't enjoy the parks, if that makes sense, at least in my opinion. And I'm pretty freaky about the weather. Like, I'm Goldilocks. I want
she
it to be
is.
Just right.
Yes.
And I won't say it was just right, but it wasn't too bad. I didn't complain.
I don't think I left my house.
I don't think you did either. I think you were, once you got back here, you were done. Yeah. The half marathon was the biggie that they were concerned about with weather.
Mm-hmm.
But you got blessed with fog
cloud cover.
And cloud yeah. cover. And so I think it was only like the last, I don't know, hour 45 minutes of people being on the course that you had full sun. If you were a faster runner, you were getting in before it got bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you were towards the back of the pack, you probably did struggle a little bit the last 30 minutes or so. But that's a blessing. Like that's not bad. So Princess Marathon Weekend, everybody always asks like what the weather is like. And the answer is honestly, it's Florida. It's whatever the frick Florida decides to do. It's crazy.
So yes, I mean, it is, but I will say that this is probably the weekend that is the hottest of all of them.
I think you're right.
We always have, there have been an occasional few years where it's been absolutely freezing. Like I remember running the frozen 5K and it was actually frozen.
Frozen 5K. Yeah.
I was like, hey, they called in this. This is really authentic. But Princess has always traditionally been hot.
It has been warmer. Yeah.
It is. It always just seems like it's the one spike we get. It always seems to be that week.
Yeah.
It's a great week anyway, so don't let that deter you. I mean, Wine and Dine can also be pretty hot, which is in November. Usually with that one, it's humidity. It's usually like a little, it's more humid. Again, that one can also swing the pendulum in any direction. And let's be honest, we had an 85 degree marathon 2 years ago in January. So you never really know what you're going to get with Florida, but I will say that, usually Princess Half Marathon Weekend is warm.
Yeah. 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 I agree with that.
And the indicator, oh, and springtime. Springtime's always hot. So the indicator is that Princess shirts are short sleeve. So Wine and Dine and Marathon Weekend, they give you long sleeve shirts. Princess and springtime, you get short sleeve shirts. So that's how you know that they are kind of always knowing that the weather is a bit more warm.
Yeah, tying to the weather a little bit.
Yep.
So, yeah. So the weather, I think this year's weather was great. I didn't have any, like I said, I will complain about the weather a lot, but I didn't have any complaints about this one. I thought it was good.
Sure.
We ran the 5K and my only complaint, and this is like just personal preference. It was over a mile before we saw a character. We have run these 5K courses in the past where they've had characters before the 1 mile mark. And what I like that, the reason why that appeals to me is because I'm going to skip that first character, but a lot of people won't. So I always feel that, when they put the characters more spaced out, and so there are characters outside of that first mile, people will stop, and that like takes some of the crowd. It makes the rest of us, when we're trying to get into World Showcase, not as crowded and not as, and so it also makes the other lines, they're still long, they're still obscenely long, they're still crazy long.
So long,
but they're not as long as they have been when they're not putting those characters out until you make it into World Showcase. So our first character that we didn't see was in China. I think that China was the first character.
It was. So the first character we saw was Mulan mm-hmm. and Mushu, which from what I understand, depending upon where you were in the course, some of the people in front of us never saw Mulan. They only saw Mushu.
Yeah.
And I think even throughout the course with the different characters, some of them were switching in and out. So some people got all the characters in a group. Some people only got two out of three or one out of two. So things like that. So you might hear different stories about what characters everybody
right.
got. But the first stop was Mulan and Mushu in China.
In China. I mean, gosh, you go through Mexico, you go through Norway before you get to China. Like, you know, we didn't even see a character until three countries in. So that's my personal preference is I like the races that like two princesses ago, maybe it was just last year. No, it was 2 years ago, I think. They had three princesses lined up well before the 1 mile mark. So you got in this huge long line. But you went picture, picture, picture. Like they had three. I know. I think Pocahontas was one. I think Merida was one.
This had to be before the pandemic.
No, this was the first one after the pandemic. I don't think you ran it though.
Didn't it just come back last year?
Yeah, so I think it was last year's.
2022?
I think so. And I don't think you ran it.
Oh.
I feel like, Princess, you ran it this year. I don't know why you ran it this year. I don't know if it was the...
It was Jasmine. It was Jasmine. The Jasmine battle.
Okay. I was like, because traditionally Princess isn't your jam.
No, either. I hate Princess Weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, so usually it's just not. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was, I think it was last year's. Anyway.
I did yoga last year with you.
You did yoga with me. Yeah. And anyway, the first, there was three princesses just lying straight up. And I'm telling you, it just sucked everybody off the course. And so the rest of the course was like wide open. And the rest of the lines, they were, again, there were lines. Like, don't get me wrong, but they just weren't what we experienced with this race. There ended up being a total of... four, five, six.
It was, so the characters were Mulan and Mushu in China. It was Duffy in Japan.
Yes.
Then it was Cinderella and Prince Charming and one of the mice. I don't know if, whether it was Susie or Perla, but it was one of the girl mice's mouse. Sorry. Follow me for grammar tips.
Hit the subscribe button.
Tiana and Prince Naveen and Louis were in Canada.
Yep.
And Prince Donald, Royal Donald, Knight Donald, I think he,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
Donald in some royal costume.
Yeah, so cute.
Was super cute. So that was what, six stops?
I think so.
Right? One, two, three, four, five. That was five stops. So those are the five stops.
Yes.
And we stopped for... four out of five.
Yeah, we just...
No, we stopped for three out of five.
We stopped for three out of five because we blew past Duffy and we blew past Mulan because the Mulan line was like, whoa!
Yes. And so that Cinderella line in France was, I believe we were probably, I would know if I had started my watch, but I didn't because I'm not a great runner. That line was probably 20 to 30 minutes. So... just to give you an idea of how that
if you're
going
to stop for characters, be aware you're going to be stopping for a long time.
You can also, if you are super fast, starting in the front, all that good stuff. My friend started when we did. She's way faster than I am. She got there and basically was like, oh, it was like a 2 minute line, right? Yeah. By the time that we had gotten there, because we're slow, by the time we had gotten there, it was like a 20, 30 minute line. But it was worth the wait. It was a beautiful photo.
It's a cute picture.
Super fun.
Yeah, we had fun. And I mean, honestly, that's why we run the races.
Yes.
Is that experience. If I want to run a 5K, I can run a 5K anywhere for a lot cheaper. But I want to have the experience of running through the parks. I want the fireworks to start me with, and I want the beautiful medals. And I also really, really want the characters on the course. That's like my, if they had, after COVID, if they had not brought back characters, I don't know that I would have signed up that year. Like, I would have waited until characters were back. But they did bring back characters.
I mean, there's no reason to run Disney if you're not.
If you're not interested in characters. Like, well,
and I what I want to say is, not that you're not stopping, because there are plenty of people that just like to run by them and see which ones they are. But for entertainment purposes, I want you to put a character out there to entertain
me. Right.
Whether I take a photo or not.
That's right. Yeah. That's what they're there. That's what they're there. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I think that overall, we were happy with the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my only complaint, and I may be literally the only person who complains about this, but what it feels like they're doing is it feels like they are putting characters in the parking lot for you to meet before and after the race rather than on the course, which is good for a lot of reasons because everybody can take those pictures before or after the race in the parking lot, where on the course, some of the slower runners just may not have time to stop for some of these characters or whatever. So, you know, if you are a walker, if you are somebody who, you know, is just going to take a little bit longer to finish the 5K, but you still want a character picture, well, you're going to have that opportunity before or after the race in the parking lot. I feel like they're just putting the budget there. Like they're putting the characters out there instead of on the course.
I don't think I've been running Disney for 15 years. I had to do that math. It took me a really long time. And I don't think I've ever seen more characters though on a 5K course than five stops.
No, we've had them where they've been six and seven.
That's We have, a lot.
We have, and that's a lot. And I agree. That is that was a lot, and it was amazing. And it was, I think it was either the first or the second race after COVID. Like, we had a lot, and it was a big deal.
That's also, and so I understand why they did that though, because yes. we couldn't pose with them. So you were literally Correct. Running up, taking a selfie, and running off. Mm-hmm. So the lines would be super,
different.
Super short.
It was different. Yes.
So that makes sense. But no, that's not.
But normal.
I would rather pose with them
yes,
and have less.
Absolutely. Than, absolutely. Yeah. So yes, I was. Like I said, happy with the quality and happy with the amount that we actually got. Mm-hmm. I just think I wished they were, I don't know, spaced a little bit different. I don't know what I want. But anyway, that's my only complaint about the 5K. Other than that, it was a lot of fun. Cute medals, cute shirts.
Yeah, I have no complaints.
All good. Princessy behavior. Like, everybody was sweet and nice. We talked to a lot
yes.
of people in line.
Yes, we did.
We were dressed as Tron light cycles. And we actually really? Had a cast member. She was like, do you mind if I take a picture with you? I'm working Tron. And so she was very cute. She was very excited. So,
which we are going to ride tonight. So we're so excited.
So yeah, Tron's on the agenda. So yeah, so that was it. Now, mm-hmm. the rest of the races we did not do, so we can't chime in. But anecdotally, I, of course, study social media like it's my job because it
is well, your
it is.
Job.
and I saw mostly positive conversations. The only big negative, and this truly is it's part of Run Disney. It's part of Run Disney lore. It's part of Run Disney stress. It's never going to go away. That everybody always brings up the balloon ladies. Now, if you want to know all about the balloon ladies, guess what? We got a podcast where we've interviewed the balloon ladies. Link below. You can go listen to that. I also have a whole blog post with an interview with the balloon ladies. We actually know one of the balloon ladies, like, personally. So if you have balloon lady questions, like, where are your girls? Like, hit us
one
up.
One of them is my best friend.
Exactly. So we got you covered when it comes to balloon lady content. Now, brand new person who's going,
what is a balloon lady?
What the F is a balloon lady?
How Who cares about these balloon ladies? They are pacers that start very last in the race that maintain the 16-minute mile.
Yes.
So they are not like pace group leaders. There's a separate pace group if you want to run with like a pace group, which I don't believe they do in the 5K at
they
all.
Don't. Or the 10K. But they
start very, very last. And they're just basically a visual reminder of, hey guys, we need to maintain a 16-minute pace from the last person that starts, which is them.
And they carry
so balloons. They carry big old balloons, and there's usually 2 to 3 of them, depending upon which race it is. Usually the 5K doesn't have a pacer. So it's usually 10K and above. So marathon weekend is 10K, half, and
marathon.
Full marathon. And every other weekend is usually 10K and a half. So if you see them or you hear of them.
People worry about them because if a balloon lady catches you, if you see the balloon lady, that means you're at risk for getting taken off the course. And
so
that's what concerns people.
They are not going by being like, ma'am, you're done.
You're out.
Oh, out.
That's not their job.
That's not that. They're literally just hustling through.
They're just runners
doing
just
their
like
thing.
You. They're runners just like you. They do the Galloway method. They walk, run. Heather just has long strides. So she's just like walking at a very brisk pace.
Yeah.
Trying to go to.
They mostly walk. They
yeah.
mostly walk.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you know, they'll walk,
they'll,
run.
They'll walk, run if they need to catch up to the right pacing and whatever.
Right.
But they are just literally to be there as a helper. So they're not to be feared or scared. However, be aware that they exist. Be aware that they are there to help you keep moving if you need to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not the meanies. They are not the scary ones. They're actually very nice and very encouraging. The folks that will tell you it's time to pick it up or you've got to keep moving or whatever, those are going to be the bike pacers. Those are going to be the official. They're wearing Run Disney shirts. They're going to basically be the ones letting you know you're a minute behind pace, you're 2 minutes behind pace, you need to catch up to that sign within 2 minutes, but you know, or we're going to have to take you off the course, that sort of thing. This is called being swept, and for whatever reason, princess runners seem to be the most anxious, the most concerned about being swept, and so this concept comes up and gets talked about a lot. Here's my spiel on it is every runner has different things they worry about or they stress out on the road, right? So if your situation is, I've trained for 14 minute miles, but I'm still concerned about the balloon ladies. You know what? That's fair. That is you. That is what you, that's what you deal with. So if you need to know, you need to track them. You want to know where they are. I don't have a problem with that. Like I think you do what, however you need to get through your race, you do you. A lot of people will tell you just train and you don't have to worry about balloon ladies. Listen, I think I've done 23 half marathons, 20 of them at least were at Disney with the balloon lady chasing me, and one full marathon. And there were times where I knew I was not going to be swept. There was only one time that I actually ever got passed by a balloon lady. Other than that, out of those other 20 whatever races, like I never saw them. But I did worry about them, and it was a concern of mine, and I liked to know where they were so that I also knew how long I had in the bathroom, how long, if I was, I had a short enough line, could I jump in that line, or were they going to catch me, you know, in 2 minutes, right? So it is a valid, I think it's a valid concept to know about, to learn about, to acknowledge, and to recognize. Do I think they're scary? Do I think that you need to dwell on it? Do I think, you know, that needs to be like your number one issue with the Run Disney races? No. But I think it is one of those added aspects that you just need to know about and be aware of. Like, did you ever freak out about balloon ladies, or were you always trained enough that you just weren't worried about it?
No, I definitely was not trained enough to not worry about it. I mean, I've had years where I have been trained enough that I did not have to worry about it. but when I first started running, I didn't even understand. I don't even think I was on Facebook when I started running Disney. So like there wasn't really this community. There wasn't a lot of participation. There wasn't social media. There weren't ways to find things out. So I remember running my first Disneyland half. It was my first Disneyland half that I ran. And that was like my third or fourth half marathon that I had done. And I needed to use a bathroom like before we started, and I was in the corral an hour early and I had drank too much water and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I was in the very last corral and I started and I ran to the very first bathroom, which everybody stops at.
Yes,
and I waited and I was like, okay, cause I got to go. And I went and I came out and the first thing the guy says to me is, you're 2 minutes behind pace. And I don't even think I was at mile one at that point. And I was like, I did not fly across this country to not finish this race. So I took off and I spent the first 6 miles trying to catch, you know, catch get up. To a good, yeah. good piece. And it was like, I kept making ground, just not stopping for photos and just, okay, I'm gonna run and I'm gonna get to a spot. And every so often they would be like, now you're a minute, you know, you're a minute behind instead of two. Now you're 30 seconds behind instead of this. I didn't know where the cutoff was gonna be. So I just kept going, going, going. And then finally they were like, you're 5 minutes ahead of pace, you're 6 minutes, right? So I knew at that point I had a little bit of buffer and I could slow down. But yeah, and I mean, there's been other races where like, you know, I was injured or I didn't train or and I struggled or so. I mean, like there is always that. I am fortunate enough that I have done enough of these that, listen, I've been swept. I've taken myself off the course before. For me, it doesn't matter. It's not, I've already done all the things that I've set out to do. So for me, it's just about fun. And if I can make it, I make it. And if I don't, I don't. Do I train? Yes, I try. Sometimes body doesn't commit. And that's,
life happens.
That is what it is. So.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just one thing. And again, if you want more details and more information, we got all balloon lady content you could ask for. So check out the podcast, check out the blog posts, and you know, also, you know, ask questions. Where can they find us?
Oh, we have a Facebook group. You can join us. And I think we have almost 2,000 other fun people just like us. It's the No Guilt Disney Facebook group. Come on over there. Everybody is really kind. And we all talk about Run Disney. We talk about our Disney trips. We play some games in there. We're, you know,
we're
just
chill.
A very chill group.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're chill, like we're chill.
Yeah. You can join us over there. Or you can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com. Do we need to change that now? We're not just the No Guilt Disney Pod anymore.
We're still the No Guilt Disney Pod. Blah. We're not changing things. We're not changing.
Also, it took me like a year to learn the email.
I was like, are you kidding me, Jane? Like, I don't want to confuse you any more than you already are.
So true.
No, we're sticking with that.
True.
That's what it is. Yeah.
or you can join us each weekish to talk about Disney.
Yeah.
Because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to, why am I messing this up? Do you see me? I want to look at my notes.
I know. How long did it take me to learn that email address? But you know what? I don't have cue cards. Just saying.
It's no fun to fangirl, run Disney Princess Half Marathon alone.
Bye, bye y'all. Oh, Lord.
Yep.